believe, man.
Hello?
Yeah, Zach there, please.
Yes, give me one second. How are you?
Hey, Zach, what's up? You texted me to give you a call.
Yeah. Is this Michael?
This is, yeah.
What's up?
Michael. We had talked about your property on Ashmont Circle.
Yeah, sure.
And I was just checking in to see if you sold it or not.
No, you know, and I'm, you know, and don't take me being direct as, you know, anything other than just kind of being direct. I mean, you know, one, you got a job to do, and then I got a job selling the house and stuff like that. And you could imagine I listed it for sale by owner. So, you know, that's either, oh, hey, why is someone selling it? You know, they're going to lose the house, or they're stressed, they need to sell it. Like I said before, none of that applies. Like, basically, I just kind of outgrew this house. So, you know, the issue that I'm having is this. The house, and I'll be brutally honest with you, this is kind of what I'm doing right now, right? I'm siding a section of the house. You know, going to replace a window. You know, I could do all that. The thing is, the people that have come through the house, they're like, you know, again, they're bottom feeders. And I don't want to sound dumb about that, but, you know, if we were truly in a buyer's market, right, and one could argue anything that I'm saying, you know, we'd be in a whole different scenario, right? A lot of houses, the interest rates, basically you can go lateral from one property to another. The days of the 2.0, you know, interest rate are far gone. That's like trying to buy a house in the late 70s, early 80s for 30 grand. It's never going to happen, ever, ever, ever.
Uh-huh.
The issue that I'm having is people will kind of look at some of the repairs that got to get done, and they don't really look at the location. Like, and I said this to one agent. He turned around and kind of said to me, hey, man, like, how can I earn your business? And I go, look, you know, you're not paying attention. You want the commission. I don't want to hear about all the trappings and all the extras. You just bring me a buyer, and I need to net $850. I don't care what your, I don't care what your markup is or whatever. That'll be the offer. I basically need to walk away with $850 net minus my very little closing cost that I got to pay the attorney and the title company.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's kind of where I'm at. And someone will sit there and say, hey, man, you're kind of delusional. No, not really. You look at, and I'll give you this address. You can cross-check it. 6008. Brentmore Drive. Yeah. Right as soon as you come in the window. 6008 Brentmore. That house sold for $779. Full price, full ask. It says it's pending. I know the agent. The house is on the market for 1 week. 1 week. Good condition house. Completely outdated. Right? Went full ask. If you look at the price per square foot that house sold, full ask. And I know I'm dealing with agency fees and stuff like that. If I go outside the realm of for sale by owner, at $779, that puts my house in $950 range. Okay, now. Again, not being delusional, $950, and then what happens is you step down and say, hey, you need to take 3% or 6%, and maybe someone's going to chop your head off, you know, 40 or 50 grand in credits prior to closing, even if you sell your house as is. I'm still at the 850 mark, right? At the end of the day, wired to my bank account to 850, right? Now, again, someone can sit there and say, hey, dude, you're delusional. Yeah. I mean, I know what I bought the house for, and I know that the market could go against me, right?
Well, that's just, you know, I hear everything that you're saying. You make sense to me, but those $600,000+ houses are sitting on the market longer, and I understand that other house sold very quickly.
Zach. No, not Zach. Not really. I mean, you're wrong. Zach, listen. $600,000 house. I mean, you're a smart guy. Like, a house is a diminishing value. I could build a brand new house tomorrow. 10 years from now, it's 10 years old. I mean, you know, you come in, and, you know, the house 10 years old. A physical house is a diminishing value. We all know that. Property is an ascending value all day long, depending on where you get it. You want to buy a house on a county road? Rush hour on Friday. Your kid, there's no sidewalks. Your kid can't do shit. Excuse my language, right? That's you could pump all the money you want into that. It's called the money pit, right? But if you have a house at the back end of the golf course and the location's great, look, if I had the time and energy, if this was 10 years ago, I would have reached out to a couple of my friends in New Jersey and New York that do contracting, and I'd sit there and say, this is a 3,800 square foot house. I had the approvals 10 years ago to bump out this house, right, and extend the garage and make another side wing. Why do you do that? Because I got kids. I'm not looking to, to build houses. I want to see my kids grow up. I can make this house tomorrow into a 7-bedroom, and I can throw some money at it. And then, maybe I'll be over $1 million. You sit there and say, no one in the world is going to give you $1 million for that house. If you golf, you know what I'm talking about.
I understand.
No one's paying $35,000 a year just to walk on the golf course and then pay green fees. Oh yeah, they are. I don't know if you golf over here in Wyndham, but the membership fees are north of 30 all day long just to golf. So it's clientele. I don't want to waste your time. Yeah. I just kind of told you where I'm at. You know what I mean? We could sit here. Yeah, you know, that's all. We could.
I appreciate you anything. I'd love to be able to help you sell this house and take a 1.7% commission for me, and then offer a 2.5% commission for someone else, and that brings you down to 3.8%. And the house was sold on the open market quick. You know, but I'm telling you from a standpoint and data, houses from $600 to $1 million, even $4-5 to $1 million, they're sitting longer than average than the previous year.
Look, you're gonna put your valid points out. I'm gonna put my valid points on, right?
Well, you've
so
been
look, the other, no, Zach. So let me. So here, look. Yeah, okay, fine. Right. So this house over on Brentwood sat for a week longer than it normally would. Big deal. There was no price cut. They got full ask. Right. So let me ask you a question, Zach. You're a smart guy. 2024 election coming up. What happened last month to the Fed rate?
Interest rates are going to drop when the election comes.
Oh, there's going to be two cut rates. There are going to be two rate cuts. You know why? And I'm not drinking out of the political Kool-Aid punch bowl. But if somebody wants the Dems to stay in power, they're going to make it a little bit more user friendly, and they'll cut the rate not once but twice. And the other thing is, we're on the backside of the inflation, hopefully. So as far as it came up, they're going to cut it twice. They may not cut it once big. They're going to wean people down. They're going to cut it twice. Now, if they cut the rate, right, all hell's going to break loose. People are going to start to sell their house. There's going to be a lot more people looking to sell their house to buy a house. So, I mean, you want to have this conversation with me in fall? Hopefully I won't even take phone calls because I don't have to sell a house.
Well, I'm just offering you a discount as what someone else isn't. That's all. I'm not trying to debate one thing or the other. I'm just, you know,
yeah.
if you want to get 6% instead of, you know, 3.8%, that's up to you. I don't need to sell this house. I don't need the money, but I'm willing to give you a discount.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, but no thanks. I appreciate it, Doug.
Okay. Well, good luck selling it, man.
Hey, man. Thank you very much.
All right.